91X News.
It's 16 degrees and sunny. I'm Taylor Rankimo with 91X News. Police have identified the man killed in a collision on Highway 62 on Wednesday morning. The driver of a small car was 53-year-old William Callen of Orangeville. He was killed when his car crossed the center line of the highway and collided with a tractor trailer. The driver of the truck was treated for minor injuries. Another stolen vehicle was reported in Belleville, this time from a home on Ann Street. A 1991 Ford Ranger pickup truck with the license plate number 1434ZY was reported missing early yesterday morning. A study is being done by Health Canada to find out if windmills can have health effects on the people living around them. Hastings and Prince Edward County MPP Todd Smith said he supported the study and would like to see a hold put on future wind turbines until it's completed.
There's all kinds of different reasons why this is the perfect opportunity for the Dalton McGuinty government to hit the pause button and put a moratorium on all new future wind turbine projects until this health study is completed by the federal government.
Smith says one of those reasons is the reports of wind turbines causing health issues. Results of the study are expected to be published in 2014. A report says Asian carp could find enough food in breeding areas to reach all five of the Great Lakes within 20 years if allowed to gain a foothold. The risk analysis by Canadian and U.S. researchers says just 10 mature females and even fewer males could establish a population in lakes. The report says their likeliest pathway to the lakes is a network of canals and rivers in Chicago, where their DNA has been detected 10 kilometers from Lake Michigan. The carp would reduce the food supply for small Great Lakes fish, causing them and eventually bigger fish that feed on them to decline. Three horses have died following a crash during the chuck wagon races at the Calgary Stampede. A lead horse for the team of driver Chad Harden went down suddenly, bringing two other horses with it. Stampede spokesman Doug Fraser says there will be an investigation.
It's just a sad situation, but we will investigate the incident and to determine what happened in hopes that we can prevent it from happening again.
A fourth horse involved in the incident was injured and will require surgery, but is expected to survive. There are reports of another massacre in Syria. Mark Levy has more from Cairo.
Activists say Syrian forces massacred people in a village in the center of the country. Numbers of dead range from 30 to more than 200. The groups are showing videos of bodies and destruction. There's no way to verify the accounts because of restrictions against reporters in Syria. This comes after a senior diplomat defected and joined the opposition, a sign that President Bashar Assad's inner circle may be disintegrating. But the massacre shows that the main theme, at least for now, is violence. Mark Levy, Cairo.
Looking at sports now, the Montreal Alouettes rallied from a 12-point deficit with less than 3 minutes to play to beat the Calgary Stampeders 33-32 last night. Quarterback Anthony Calvillo hits S.J. Green with a 7-yard touchdown pass to close the gap to 5. Then Gerald Brown intercepted a pass, leading to Calvillo's 3-yard scoring pass to Patrick Lavoie in the final minute. Simon Whitfield says being Canada's flag bearer at the London Olympics will not be a distraction. The Kingston, Ontario native won a gold in 2000 while triathlete made its Olympic debut in Sydney. And in 2008, he earned silver in Beijing. Whitfield carried the maple leaf at the closing ceremonies in Sydney. The opening ceremonies are July 27th, and Whitfield doesn't compete until August 7th. Toronto Blue Jays general manager Alex Anthopoulos does not usually like working on contract extensions through the season because they can be distracting, but he says the All-Star break proved the opportune time to sign Edwin Encarnacion before the trade deadline. He wanted to silence any rumors that the Jays might be interested in shopping him around. The price tag for the Edmonton Oilers' proposed new arena is already $35 million over budget. Cost estimates hit $485 million, but a maximum price tag of $450 million was set by the city. City Council has not decided whether or not to go ahead with the project. The city is putting up $125 million. Another $125 million would come from a ticket tax, and Oilers owner Daryl Katz is up for $100 million. But that still leaves $100 million unaccounted for. Looking at the forecast now for today, sunny, the high 30 degrees, clear overnight with a low of 18. Mix of sun and cloud for the weekend, a high of 30 on Saturday and 29 on Sunday. At 7:05, it's 16 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema. News is next at 7:30.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source.
CJLX 91.3 FM.
91X.FM.
Belleville.